This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We've been around the block a couple of times. Put your seatbelt on. This is going to be hour two, and then we're going to have an hour three of fun, exciting, and entertaining legal issues. And if you missed the first hour, by the way, it was excellent, but that's by on my standards, which is pretty low. You go back to RadioLawTalk.com, and you can go to our podcast and listen to any show you want. You can go back and listen to what we talked about. We talked about one of the biggest breaking legal news cases and tragedies, hour number one. You might want to go check that out. And then hour number two, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. Meghan Markle's sister is suing, and we've got a few takes on that, and I've got a little take on why I think they might be suing. We're going to talk about Kim Kardashian's divorce, and that's Denise Dirks, who is a family law attorney. And you always say it, Trevor Bauer? Bayer?
Bauer.
Bauer, the baseball player, is filing a lawsuit, and we're going to talk about why. We got Marilyn Manson. I know. I've never been into his music, right? I mean, is this... Have you ever listened to his music, Todd?
I've heard it. I could not identify a Marilyn Manson song if I had $1,000 riding on it. But
well, I know Cal probably can.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have his CD, which nobody uses anymore, in my car right now.
So we're going to talk about those important things on your Saturday. This is March 5th, 2022. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Look, go seek counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. If you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, again, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We might put you on the air. It just depends. Or you can just talk to our producer, Cal Hunter. But before we do all that stuff, people come here for one thing and one thing only, Cal. You know what they come for.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Stabilitrack was an innovation by General Motors for safety. It was part of the braking and suspension system for the Chevrolet Impala and other vehicles. The electronic stability control system proactively helped drivers maintain control of their vehicles in situations where the vehicle's beginning to lose what GM called directional stability, meaning if you're skidding and so on. And Stabilitrack had a problem. Enough of a problem that Victor Voorhees of Detroit wondered what should be done about it. His Chevy acted goofy when he cornered in the winter and stepped on the brake and the front skidded out. There were warning lights on his dashboard. They all turned on all over the place. Voorhees asked his dealer if there was a TSB about Stabilitrack. TSB, by the way, technical service bulletin from the factory that said, hey, we got a problem with this, fix it. The dealer said, why? Yes, there is. And I already did what it told me to do. Check and replace, if necessary, the front wheel speed sensor. That'll be $350, please. That frosted Mr. Voorhees' pies, so he went to his lawyer and asked if he might have a case. And, by the way, if any other Chevrolet driver might likewise have a case or no case. And so, Fred Penny, I ask you, case or no case?
You know what I like about case or no case is I zoned out halfway through.
Oh, good.
So I've got, it's a stable, I was reading something for Radio Law Talk.
Electronic stability system.
Yeah, I got that. I got all that stuff, yes. But what about it? It didn't work, right?
Yeah, and then the dealer, when they got a TSB, instead of making it a warranty repair,
right. They
charged $350. They made,
they
profited off of their Chevrolet's engineering error, apparently.
Answer is, that is a case, and the obvious answer is the, individual with the car wins. And do they bring the suit, or does the, the dealer's charging $300, they shouldn't.
And the dealer's taking the money and running.
Yeah. Are they charging the people bringing the cars in, or are they charging? Yeah, because usually they got to charge back to the to the
It's like if your plane had a defect and you took it back to the manufacturer or whatever.
I get
and,
all that.
Yeah, and you said, fix it. And they said, well, fine, but we're going to charge it through the nostrils for it. Yeah,
right. All right, no case.
Todd?
What did the TSB say?
TSB said there are known defects with this car, this system. Check the front wheel speed sensor. Check it for integrity. If it's bad, replace it because that's what's causing this to occur.
And so this guy took his car there, and the dealer was going to charge him $300 to replace it.
Oh, they did, $350.
Okay, yeah. The question is, were they replacing it was because it was bad, or were they replacing it because this guy said, you know what, out of an abundance of caution, I want it replaced?
I'll say,
what the heck? I'll say that this is a case because I'm already way behind, and Fred already said no case, and I need points. And for some reason, as odd as this thing sounds, best way for me to get points is to say the dealer wins. The dealer does not have any liability for what they did. For some reason,
that's interesting.
That has escaped explanation for,
for the moment. Denise, what would you say the answer would be, case or no case?
Well, I think, you know, between Fred and I, we're kind of make a hole here because I've spaced out about halfway through at the beginning.
It's nice to know my case or no case narratives are so compelling.
All right, we're hour two now. We're sick and tired of talking to Cal.
We're going to change it to conscious or unconscious.
Welcome to my world.
Denise and Fred are going.
I was thinking of that rhyme. You Jack Pratt, or what was it? Could eat no fat.
Jack Pratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean.
Yeah, I was thinking, that's Fred and I, you know, because between the both, we kind of get.
So you're thinking about, let's see, I've got to pull weeds today in about 2 hours. The husband's got me doing this.
Well, it balances out, though, because when we go off on our tangents doing some case, you can look to your left and Cal's all glassy-eyed over that. Oh, my gosh, if I have to hear.
That's a fair point.
If I have to hear, it depends, one more time, I poke my eyes out with a rusty nail.
So, Denise, he takes his car to the dealer. They charge him $350 to enact the repair specified in the technical service bulletin. He got bent out of shape, went to his lawyer, and his lawyer said,
Class action, right?
You think so? Well, that's it.
Well, it could be. It could be. And it is true. If something's under warranty and it's then defective, then they can't charge him because they have to charge the dealer, right?
But they didn't say warranty. They said this is a technical service bulletin. It doesn't necessarily mean it's under warranty. It just means this is what they do when that problem comes in for service.
No case.
All right, we got two no cases and a guy that said it's a case and the dealer wins. Cal, do we have time? What time?
Yeah, we got time. Yeah,
we got time. I want to hear about this one. This one's interesting. Todd, you need points. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so Todd, you said case.
I said it was a case and the dealer wins.
Okay.
You did?
I did.
I thought you said no case.
Nope, I said case, dealer wins.
You've really been sleeping, Denise.
Yeah.
Yep.
Denise, is somebody bringing lunch?
She needs a power bar.
I need a milk dud.
If only we had milk duds, yeah.
I know. Go ahead, Cal.
Here's the story. Voorhees lawyer, pardon me. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I did not mean that way. Voorhees lawyer did make this a class action suit.
Oh!
But wait. So they went in there, and the federal judge said, you know, you're claiming in your suit that Chevrolet knew about this defect, and you have failed to show proof that Chevrolet knew about this adequately to give them defense. So, case dismissed, Chevrolet and the dealer prevail, and
Todd nailed it.
Yes.
Two points. 0 for Denise and I. You know what? Denise and I were just too lazy. We're like, oh, I don't know. I have no case.
Yeah, you know what? He's in the realm now because he was in the 20s before. You and I in the 30s.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it'll teach him not to pay attention.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's what we always say about you, Todd. When we come back, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. What? Tell me about the case, the third hour case or no case.
I will tease next hour for you. This is Martin Fleischman and Stanley Pons, cold nuclear fusion. After this, don't go away.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, lots of stuff on Radio Law Talk coming up, and all you have to do is continue to listen at no charge. It's free. Think about that. We'll be back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about cook wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So we've always talked about this Elizabeth Holmes case on Radio Law Talk. This is about the young Stanford dropout that started Theranos, that is a company that was claiming, or she was claiming, that with a pinprick, basically, and a drop of blood, they could do a lot of tests, because it kind of started out that she hated drawing blood, hated shots,
that she wanted to do something that would make it easier on people in life, supposedly, and she came up with this supposed machine and this technology that is, you know, way far away from happening, and she was convicted of defrauding and exaggerating to make I'm being very brief and over given a general overview of defrauding investors, etc., of this thing would actually work. And we've always said here all along, this may put some ice on future entrepreneurs or inventors in trying to make things. And we always bring up the fact of this. What if you told me 30 years ago there's going to be a chip the size of my thumbnail that is going to hold trillions of, you know, documents and information in it, I would have told you you're nuts, right? Or that my computer, and back then there was even hardly any computers, or they were, but they were so big, would be the size of in my hand, and it could outcompute computers that are in the size of a house, right? Who would have thought? So anyway, she's convicted. That's behind us now. So the question is, what does she do? She's in her 30s. She's got a child. And what happens in normal bail situations in federal court? Every state's different, but in federal court, generally speaking, usually they can put something up through their signature. Like, I sign to put up my house or to put this money up, whatever.
It's like a promise to appear, right?
Yeah.
It's a promise to.
Yeah, and that's kind of what's happened here. But then what does the judge say, Denise, after that?
Well, I think the judge said, well, first of all, it wasn't the judge. It was the prosecutor said, you know, she has the means to avoid her sentencing and she might try to flee, and that her signature wasn't enough. And so I think the judge was probably going to agree to that. But what happened is the defense agreed, because what it meant was she had three choices, from what I understand. She could go into custody immediately. She could put up cash, or she can put up a piece of property, because it wasn't enough that she just signed in this case. And so what the defense agreed was they were going to put up some property. It was about $500,000 worth of property. You don't know what property that's up. It could be a friend. It could be her partner. It could be her family that put the property up. But it's, in essence, guaranteeing that she's going to be at the sentencing hearing.
That must mean if she lives in the Bay Area, that must mean 5 square feet of property.
It's a storage shed.
Not even a storage shed. 5 square feet. Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, so in any event, she agreed to put up property and to remain free pending sentencing. You know, she has a young child. The child's not even a year old yet. And I was wondering, I saw this thing on TV about women that go to prison and get to take their children. They actually get to take their,
wow.
And they're put into a special housing unit in the jail for mothers and children. And I was wondering how she could qualify to take her child.
I think having a child would be the first step.
Well, yeah.
So she had to get that. She does.
What's the step before that, Tom?
Never
mind.
We
never
can't
mind.
Go into that in this show. I did want to clarify one thing about when we say that that she was released based solely upon her signature. Bail at $500,000 was set in this case, always been set. Okay. In the state of California, in a state case, not a federal case, if bail is set, say, at $100,000, you have a bail bondsman that you go to. You, as the defendant, put up 10%, $10,000, and then the bail bondsman would put up the other $90,000. You get out, right? Because you put up 10%. In the federal system, you can secure the bail bondsman putting up nothing just by signing your signature. So a bondsman put up $500,000. She got that by writing her signature. She didn't have to pay anything. And what the prosecutor did was say, you know what, that cash bail for which she only had to put up her signature, that needs to be converted to either actual cash from her, not the bond, or property.
Right.
She didn't have $500,000.
And they're saying nobody.
Yeah,
knows.
So she put up the property.
So her sentencing is in September, and one of the things that obviously they argue is, they, as in Elizabeth Holmes, is, I'm pretty well known, and it's going to be difficult for me to hide. And second of all, we're appealing this, and it's not going to look good on appeal if I'm running away and they can't find me, right? So that was kind of their argument, too,
yeah,
right?
That is true. And I think the comeback to that is, have you ever heard of a person named Roman Polanski?
Yes.
Famous director, right? Roman Polanski was awaiting sentencing in the early 70s, and before sentencing came off, he took off, and he went to, I think, France.
Or was it Portugal?
He has never come back to the United States. There's an ongoing warrant out for his arrest if he ever comes back to the United States. He hasn't come back, but he skipped pending sentencing. Well known, and if Holmes is well known, if she had the means, but she went to a country that had no extradition, well, fine. They're never going to get her back.
That's right.
That's the fear. Now, Did she claim to have any money at the time she even went into this trial?
No.
No, and the reports were all, you know, youngest billionaire in the history of whatever.
She didn't sell anything.
And by the time she got the trial, she'd lost everything.
Well, she didn't have much because she never sold her stock. Yeah. And when it was at its high, she could have sold the stock, and she never did.
So unlike Polanski, who had the financial means to take off, the same concern they had for Ghislaine Maxwell pending her trial, she might have had the financial means to take off, so they wanted her in custody with, you know, high bail amounts or whatever. Elizabeth Holmes, I don't think she ever demonstrated she had the means to flee.
September.
Yeah, that's a good point, because Polanski was a citizen of France. That's why he ended up there, and they didn't get extradited.
Yeah, so September. Go ahead, Denise.
She didn't have that same similar facts at all.
September, we're going to find out, and I think it's not going to be a big sentence. Denise thinks maybe a little more, but I think it's only a few years that they're going to give her. We'll be back and talk about the next important thing, Kim Kardashian.
Yes, thank you, Fred. Radio Law Talk will continue right here on many of our favorite local radio stations, for whom we are most grateful, and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com, where we're streaming all the time, and our podcasts are available 24/7. We'll be back.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic and help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost, and delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and NATO maintain they will not impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine, warning that could lead to an escalation with Russia. President Putin said he would consider any declaration of a no-fly zone to be, quote, participation in the armed conflict. That conflict is still ongoing, and a ceasefire for parts of Ukraine has been violated by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky has fended off three separate attempts by the Russians to assassinate him. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Boys are weird. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Denise, tell me about Kim Kardashian, the Kanye West, the divorce that's been going on for a while. What's the latest on that?
Well, you'd have to live under a rock not to know that she was dating what is his last name?
I was living under a rock because I didn't know. I really didn't know.
No.
Kim's dating who? Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. I can't think of his name.
Pete, anyway.
He's
okay.
With Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Pete Davidson.
Okay,
so she has been dating him, and her and Kanye had broken up. And Kanye doesn't want to get divorced. He still thinks he can reconcile with her. Even though he's done really bad things, that's very hurtful to her and the children.
Well, let's say alleged.
He's actually accepted responsibility now.
Okay. Yeah, I just
about his
careful.
Instagram
yeah.
post, because he had right. been posting things that are very private facts about the family, and Kim had said it caused her and the children emotional distress. So Kim did something in California we call bifurcation. And that's where you separate out your status of marriage from the other issues of the children and the financial and all those things.
That aren't done yet.
And then you get to be single and restored to the status of a single person in advance of finishing the whole entire divorce. And so that's what she did. She filed a request to bifurcate and terminate the marital status. And initially Kanye had objected to it. And her reasoning is a really valid reason. Her reasoning is that, well, it's been over 6 months since I filed and served Kanye. That's the first thing, because there's a cooling off period that says you can't be divorced sooner. It's 6 months and one day after he was served with the summons. And she said it's been well over that. He keeps doing things that are hurtful. The marriage to end, and I really believe firmly that unless I get restored to the status of a single person, he's not going to believe that I'm going to pursue this divorce and be finished. He also has been very publicly challenging their prenuptial agreement that they had, and he's made it hard. So what happened is
Well, stop right there. Can I interrupt you on that?
Yeah.
Tell me about the prenuptial. I didn't know. So who's the one that's got all the money? Was it Kim or Kanye?
They both have a lot of money, but Kim has more than Kanye.
And then Kanye's saying what? The prenuptial is not valid is what he's trying to say?
He's trying to challenge it, which would be there'd have to be some reason why that prenuptial would not be valid. Either there was not equal bargaining position, or they didn't have attorneys or didn't know they had a right to attorneys, which is not the case, or that they did not fully disclose assets and debts, income and expenses. That would be another reason, perhaps, because believe it or not, in California, prenuptial agreements are disfavored. And it says a prenuptial agreement is not valid unless, and then you have the conditions that would make it valid. And there are four different conditions. One condition would also be you can't present the last draft to the other person for signature less than 7 days before the wedding. So in any event, that's kind of, I don't see there's going to be a problem with the prenuptial. I think it's going to be upheld because I feel very strongly they both had good attorneys involved. And you do need good attorneys when you're talking about prenuptial agreements. But the judge granted her request to bifurcate and terminate the marital status. She's been restored to the status of a single person, and it was a valid reason for her to do so, to request that, because she felt that would help him to emotionally resolve about the end of their marriage. And we'll see what happens. They're not finished with the divorce by any means.
So now that she's been returned to the status of a single person, she is free to go out and date, because I know she had been holding off on dating or any other relationships like any person would, pending the resolution of her status as a single person. Am I correct in that, Denise?
No, you're not correct in that, and it's not a legal issue, believe it or not. That type of a matter is a moral issue. It's not a legal issue. And people can be married and still go out and date other persons. In California, it's irreconcilable differences, so it doesn't matter why the marriage is ending.
But what it does allow her to do, though, I was being facetious before, what it does allow her to do is, if she chose to remarry, she could now. But she couldn't prior to a declaration by the judge or pronouncing her that she is now a single person going forward?
That's correct. Yeah. That's exactly what that means.
So if she chooses to remarry, she's now free to do so, even though the issues surrounding finances of her relationship with Kanye West have yet to be sorted out.
So finances aren't the big issue, though.
Oh, yes.
Compartmentalize.
Thank you. That is the word I was looking for. The court is carp. Yeah, I can't say that word
thing.
For some reason. I'm sorry.
Thing.
Yeah, but anyway, that's
this is similar to what Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Yeah,
what Kelsey Grammer went through. He wanted to get remarried, but he still had issues with his previous marriage, and that was holding up the resolution of the divorce, so he was determined to be a single person by the judge, even though they had things to work out that allowed him to remarry.
Correct.
To his current spouse, yes.
Denise, in divorces,
is
it true, generally speaking, the thing that takes the time is the fight? The biggest fight's usually when there's children involved, right?
Well, it depends. You know, that's a generational issue, believe it or not. Because the young parents, they tend not to fight. Many of the younger parents have had experience with divorce in their lifetime. Their parents were divorced, or they saw that happen. They know the ramifications. Maybe they experienced a custody fight. But what I see is the younger parents are actually a little more receptive to sharing the children and all of that. But there was a time when it was super common to be fighting over the children and the custody and the time that you spend with your children, because in California there's a huge financial incentive to deny the non-custodial parent that makes more money additional time with the children, unfortunately.
One thing I think people sometimes don't realize is the issues involved when you have a celebrity divorce like this or a high-profile divorce. I mean, look, I went through a divorce 12 years ago, and when I did, we did. I mean, is about as amicable as you could be, that we had custody issues, child support, and any division of assets of which there weren't, and it was waiting 6 months in your divorce. We didn't have to deal with ongoing revenue from mutual branding, businesses that we have together, you know, real estate holdings all over the place that are jointly named. I mean, this is, it's not, it's marriage, yeah, but it's big business when these two entities merge. And that stuff needs to be sorted out. And it's not, and it's complicated.
Yes, and that, a good point here to take note in the Kim Kardashian matter is that she got her maiden name back. So she was restored to the status of single and restored to her maiden name. So she has dropped the West.
You know, it's interesting, and this child custody thing we're talking about, it's brutal. This is brutal. Just in California this past month, we had that. The father that was a little bit nutty, not a little bit, total nutty, that decided to, you know, I'm going to show my wife up. And it was visits that had to be at a church and had to be with an individual that they usually, the court appoints or something. And he comes in and kills the kids and the person that's, and kills himself.
You know, that is something that happened in Sacramento that made national news because it's so horrific. How can you do that? He all of the red flags were there, and the police missed them, quite honestly, because he was in a different county when he did when he assaulted a police officer, and Sacramento court did not know of it.
Oh.
And that should have, if that had been known, something should have happened right away to stop the visits because of that escalating behavior.
And to remove weapons from him, which was a condition of that.
But see, those
did remove the weapons. He got it.
Yeah, he can go get a weapon. Come on.
He got one of those, kind that you build yourself.
A ghost rifle.
Yeah, a ghost rifle. And it was an assault rifle, guys. And he had three beautiful daughters. And his wife,
crazy.
He had a restraining order. His wife had a restraining order against him that was a permanent order protecting her from him. But it didn't protect the children.
That's what's
and
sad.
And it's so sad. And to this day, I was down at court right after this happened in Sacramento, and a lot of people were talking about it because it's part of our community as family lawyers who the monitor, you know, is that was supervising the visits. So
and there was one I saw.
Horrible.
There was happened in a person out of Utah, too. The same thing. The man went in and had a custody with his children, and I mean, he had no custody, but he visitation rights. But they had an individual there and locked him out of the house and took his life and his children's life. It's just that you've got to be very, I'm not bringing this up to be negative, we've got to be very careful when it comes to child custody. That's
absolutely.
Why it takes a long time. That's why it takes a long
it's
time.
It's a really hard situation because there's a constitutional right to be a parent,
yes.
But there's a constitutional right to be a child free from violence.
We'll be back and talk about Meghan Markle's sister suing.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on many local radio stations. And again, we're very grateful for them. And of course, wherever you're listening, we thank you for doing so and tell you that we'll be right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bread's the best. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk.
I like that Radio Law Talk one. With the, do that again, Cal. The radio
oh, you like that reverb
well,
one?
Well, the there? Reverb yeah, one. That's, right, I can see yeah. Cal sitting there going, let's see, what can I do?
Well, I'm trying to you know, come up with something. I don't know if this is the right one or not. Let's see.
That's close.
No, wrong one.
There it is. Radio. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I got a few of them. Yeah.
Those are cool. Well, I like them. Thank you. Well, Meghan Markle. Now, this is something that I'm going to bring up after Denise and wants to talk a little bit about this, but... she has a sister. It's a half-sister, Samantha, right? It's not her full sister. Now, she is suing, saying that the she went on Oprah, Meghan Markle did, and said some things that were not correct about Samantha and her father. Now, again, Samantha is the half-sister of Meghan, and the father do not have a very good relationship with Meghan Markle. She talks about, oh, she grew up in poverty, you know, she couldn't, you know, this is what they're claiming that Meghan's, you know, said on the Oprah show, which, by the way, I don't watch and I didn't watch, but went in and discussed that. Now, she's suing Meghan for a certain amount of money, and I don't want you guys to bring up the amount of money because I want to wait till the end. Do not mention the money, Denise or Todd. And there's a reason I want to talk about the money. It's very important. Denise, talk about this case and how interesting it is and what Meghan, what Samantha's claiming that Meghan is not telling the truth about. Again, this is what her allegations are against Meghan.
Well, Meghan, in this interview, she basically claimed that she raised herself up from virtual poverty. And... from 13 years old, she had to start taking low-paying jobs to try to make ends meet. And Samantha, that's the sister, She just said that that wasn't true. That didn't happen. And that it is putting us in a bad light, right? And so she basically is suing her for, quote-unquote, fabricated details of her background. This to me doesn't pass the straight face test at all. It just doesn't. This is a sister who constantly was putting herself in the limelight throughout the process after Meghan and the prince had become engaged.
Prince Harry.
Yes. And so I just don't know why you would do it, except for Todd always kind of makes the claim it keeps you relevant, maybe.
Well, let's talk about this. So the lawsuit is for, ready for this, $75,000. The lawyers alone will be charging $75,000. I think this is interesting that it's such a small amount. I know it sounds like a lot. Some people go, well, that's a lot of money. When you're hiring high-powered lawyers going after this stuff, even if the high-powered lawyers are saying, okay, let's assume they get a percentage, right? Let's say they get a third of it. Why would a high-powered lawyer come in and do all this for $25,000 when for $25,000 getting paid, that goes in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and when you're doing all this, all these defamation cases, because they're complicated, right? So this is, I think, a power play on getting publicity. And again, I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying that they filed something that's fraudulent, because if these allegations are true, it's not fraudulent. But the amount of money they're asking for is like, why only $75,000? Todd, do you have an idea, you think, or Denise, you think why? What?
Just
why?
And I want to preface this by saying I do not practice federal law. I do not practice state law. This was filed in state court in Tampa, Florida. And, yeah, I'm a criminal defense attorney. But there sticks out something in my mind about that dollar amount that it's alleged as that dollar amount to prevent the immediate removal from state jurisdiction to a federal jurisdiction.
Exactly.
Oh, Denise nailed
it. Yep, he nailed it. He nailed it for sure.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. And there's another thing, too. I mean, what's it going to cost to defend this suit? So it could be the cost of defense. Maybe it's going to get paid to go away.
Could be. But everybody's got, I mean, the fact is, everybody's got to go to Tampa to take care of it, which adds to the defense if you're the defendant in this case and you're not from that area. You can't have it removed to a more convenient federal jurisdiction or anything. No, all right.
There we go.
Isn't it true, like, Meghan Markle ended up living with her mom, and Samantha, the sister, lived with Meghan's dad, right? So they didn't even really, for a period of time, they weren't together in the same home. That's what I know.
She argues that, look, this, it comes down to that, you know, she would go do stuff with her at times. You know, Meghan claims that she was forced from the age of 13 to work a series of low-paying jobs. She had to pay for her college, blah, blah, blah. She goes on and says, wait a minute, not just that. You know, what's going on is I remember, and she's saying this, that is Samantha saying, I remember, you know, taking her places and doing things with her. Samantha says she picked Meghan up from school, took Meghan for ice cream. She'd take her to the mall regularly. Meghan would spend family holidays with them, and then Meghan mentions, oh, I have no siblings. That's what she's, wait a minute, you know, we're, you know, I'm a half sibling. So basically they're saying, look, you're trying to paint this story, Meghan, of you're just, it was a rough, you just couldn't live practically because it was, and that's what Samantha's trying to.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, Meghan, you're trying to make yourself out to be the typical Disney princess, the Cinderella. I had nothing, and then I met the handsome prince at the ball, and before my carriage turned back into a pumpkin, we got married, and everything was great, and quite frankly, your life wasn't like that. You had more. That's what they're trying to say. The question that I have here is, I don't know, from my perspective, if what Meghan Markle said was embellished, fabricated, untrue, I'm sitting looking at it going, Yes, so? I mean, do I really think any less of her sister Samantha because she maybe didn't have to come from nothing? Okay, you took her to the mall to get ice cream. All right. I just, you know, to me, it feels like a cash grab, but then a lot of it is, so.
Yeah.
Trevor.
We'll have to see what happens because I do think there's going to be a challenge to the suit pretty quickly, and we will have to see if the court will continue the trial.
Let's talk about Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, yeah.
Trevor Bauer, he's a baseball player. He's a pitcher. Is that for the Braves, is he?
It's for the Dodgers.
Dodgers, that's right. And Todd knows more about this than I do, but I know that there were some allegations from a girlfriend that hit the news. And what were those allegations?
Yeah, Trevor Bauer riding the high life, the 2020 Cy Young Award winner in his contract year. He's a free agent, signs a big contract with the Dodgers. Starts playing for the Dodgers in the first part, goes to spring training in 2021, pitches well for them in April and in May, and by June, then the wheels start coming off that roller coaster, because a girl, a female who said that she had had communication with Trevor Bauer a couple times via Instagram and then went to his residence on two occasions, indicated that, or claimed that Mr. Bauer had, let's just say, taken things physically beyond the level of her consent and that she had suffered significant injuries as a result. She filed a temporary restraining order against him. That was what she claimed. And we're coming up on the end of...
You got a little time, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, ultimately, though, the district attorney decided not to file charges. There were questions about the story. And Trevor Bauer right now is suing a publication called Deadspin because his allegation is that they included information that was later determined not to have occurred, resulting in a reference to a fractured jaw, and that didn't occur, but Deadspin still would not remove that from their publication, and that's the basis of his defense.
Yeah, there were other newspapers or news articles that had also put that in, and then they did corrections as soon as they found out. What had happened is she had a CT scan that showed that her skull was not fractured, so that was a false allegation.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We're going to talk on hour number 3. We're going to have another case or no case. We're going to talk about Marilyn Manson, Sarah Palin's latest, and Naya Riviera's drowning lawsuit. I got to talk about that. That's just sad. We'll be back.
More Radio Love Talk coming up at 6 minutes after the hour, so stay tuned for that.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.